Erevin Perak Beis Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Abbeis Sosayim. Rabbi Yehuda said that this that we have, the Rav explains, this kula of pasi beiros, even by be'er, the maximum amount of an area that one is allowed to use these pasim is dafka a beis sosayim. A saw is 2,500 amos. A beis sosayim would be 5,000, which is double sosayim, is two saws, which is 5,000 square amos. So we see Rabbi Yehuda held that even when it comes to a be'er, which humans use for their own tashmish, for their own needs, yet Rabbi Yehuda held that that's not enough of a kula to allow us to use the pasi beiros. Amru lo, so the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, lo amru beis sosayim elo legino vela karpef. They only said this shear of a beis sosayim, that which the Chazal were machmir, and they said that only 5,000 square amos you're allowed to use pasi beiros, that's dafka by a gina or a karpef. That's not something that's hukuf ladira for people. It's not something, those cases, that even if I would have mechitzas and I would set aside these areas are not used for humans to live in or use on their daily basis. Rather, like a gina is a garden, and a karpef is a place that they would store wood, but it's not something, it's not like a backyard or something like that, where a person's constantly there, and he's just, it's like part of his living quarters. But even if something is not like mamish, a person's backyard or a person's house, rather, it's something a little lower level, but yet it's still considered a dira. For example, a deer, it's like a little stable that the animals would go and fertilize a certain area, and they would keep them there for a little bit and then move them to another place. Oh, a sachar. Sachar also is a similar type of thing to animals within the city. Some learn that it's a lashon of sahar, which is a jail. O mukta, or like an alleyway, the Rav explains, behind the houses. All these cases are cases of a kefan ladira, and afilu beis chameshes karim, afilu beis asar karim mutter. Forget about sasayim. When you have something that's hukuf ladira, that's set aside and surrounded by walls, with the intention that a human's going to be living there in a certain way, even if it's chameshes karim, which is much larger than sosayim, afilu beis asara karim, even if it's 10 karim, a base court is 30 saws, which ends up being 15 times the shear of a sosayim, because sosayim is two saws. So 30 is 2 times 15. So chameshes karim would end up being 75 beis saws, 75 the amount of what Rabbi Yehuda said, and asara karim is double that, so that's 150 sosayim. Sorry, 75 sosayim, where asara is 150 sosayim. So it's a much larger amount. So it comes out that Chamer is saying, they're disagreeing with Yehuda. Now going back to our case, the Chamer is saying that this whole shear of beis sosayim is something that's not hukuf ladira, but all these cases are hukuf ladira, and all the more so the case we're dealing with, which is a be'er, a well. So this area, if you're enclosing it, it's definitely hukuf ladira, and therefore it's sufficient to have these diyumdin, these pasi biros, that would matter the be'er, and matter to carry inside of the area of the pasi biros. And now, like the Rabbi explains, going back to the pasi biros, since the halacha is that something that's hekef in ladira, you can go beyond 5,000 amas, therefore, you're allowed to be marchik as much as you want with the be'er, because the be'er is hukuf ladira, as long as, like we said in the previous Mishnah, uvavachi arba pasin, as long as you have an increase of pasin, that you don't have a space of 13 and 1/3 amas between the pasin.